recording this whole time? Nope. Shit.
Gronk retired?
Yeah, he did.
So
the Patriots got to like the first round of the playoffs and got eliminated.
He's debuting at WrestleMania.
Eliminated.
I kind of am surprised he didn't debut in the Royal Rumble.
I don't know.
You don't think Gronk's going to be a wrestler?
I doubt it. He's had enough head injuries, I think, for now. And probably made more than enough fucking money.
Yeah, but he seems like the kind of guy who would just want to be a professional wrestler.
This is possible. You might be right, but I don't know. I watched a couple of things about... Man, I watched some... I'll just have random fucking, like, kind of internet documentaries about wrestlers pop up.
Yeah.
And it just... I don't know. It just... Some really weird shit sometimes.
Link me those if they're ever good.
Okay, there's one of a Scottish guy who does it, and his voice is almost just unbearable, but they're pretty good videos.
Yeah.
But, like, just his speech patterns are fucking, I don't know.
You don't like the Scottish?
It's, like, worse, though. It's, like, it just sounds so unprofessional.
What are you doing in my swamp?
Something. I don't know. It's... fucking ridiculous. So speaking of, Royal Rumble was last week.
Yeah. Oh, welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Nobody cares about that.
Dick
Masterson is now the, he won the Royal Rumble. He gets to go to WrestleMania and main event.
I'm very excited about that, actually.
I am too. I like him.
I watched Monday Night Raw.
He's the total package kind of guy.
No, because Lex Luthor sucked. Lex Luger. I always call Lex Luger Lex Luthor.
No, but the total package Lex Luger sucked.
Fuck, what's his name?
Lex Luger?
No, Dick Masterson.
Oh, fuck. God damn it. Dick Masterson. That's what it is.
McIntyre. Drew McIntyre. God damn it. Yeah, he's great. Mm-hmm. And they're really pushing him on Raw, which is good. They're building that up. It should be great. I didn't watch SmackDown, but... apparently, remember when I made a joke at the Royal Rumble, during that opening match between Roman Reigns and Baron Corbin? I'm like, ha ha ha, loser eats dog food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did that on Friday. They did a loser eats dog food match on Friday. The thing I was joking about as a stupidest idea they could do at the Royal Rumble, they just did it on Friday.
You know, it'd be great. If I can get a guy that could just puke on command.
That's just good puke. Shit.
Vince McMahon is old and needs to be done.
Yeah. But somehow Monday Night Raw was really fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually the Raw following the Rumble and WrestleMania are pretty good.
Yeah. But why was SmackDown so bad?
Because SmackDown's never good.
Yeah.
I've never liked SmackDown. Yeah. Only time I've ever liked SmackDown was when it was during a brand split, before they united the belts, and before they de-united the belts.
I mean, everything you're saying is fair, except for like...
No, but I'm saying because it was fucking Bad News Barrett was like just doing commentary, basically.
No,
he'd just come out and that, but he was on SmackDown. That's the only reason it was ever been good.
But it's on Fox now. They should be trying harder.
They should
be doing a better show than Roman Reigns eating dog food.
Part of the problem is there's too many shows.
But that shouldn't be a problem because the people on Raw and the people on SmackDown are not the same people.
Yeah, I know. But they have one guy kind of directing everything, and he's old and feeble.
Well, they should stop doing that.
They should. You're right. And it should be Triple H directing that shit.
Well, they should just make SmackDown NXT because that would be dope.
Well, or that, whatever.
Because NXT is so fucking good.
I do have to admit, I kind of jumped on the Keith Lee hype train there.
I mean, how could you not?
I mean, even Brock Lesnar basked in his glory.
He's fucking incredible, man. Go watch.
It's fucking like smug. Just this, not really a grin, but this just smug fucking look on his face. Like, oh my God, what an asshole.
Yeah. Yes. And he can back it up. And he does this spot a lot of times where, like, it started as, like, I don't think he started doing it on purpose, but, like, they were feuding with the Undisputed Era.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the aisle, like, leading to the ring. And he just body checks... what's his name? Adam Cole. And Adam Cole jumped just enough. He gets body checked like up over the fucking railing into like the third row. Like he flew over the first two rows into the, like the third row of the crowd.
Jesus.
It was fucking awesome. And so he's been doing that, but he does it in the ring and just fucking body checks people and they go flying over the top rope.
Yeah.
He's a fucking badass. And yeah, he does that smug ass smile because he's limitless.
He's limitless. I don't know. I'm pretty sure he's got a... Oh, no. I bet his cholesterol is limitless.
Motherfuckers. I mean, he's like Kevin Owens, though. Like, he's fat, but, like, infinite fucking stamina, man.
Every single fucking fat wrestler is like that. Even the ones that are, like, look at Mick Foley.
Yeah.
That dude was fucking never in any shape at all than round.
Yeah, just kind of an amorphous blob.
I don't know how it works.
They just don't. Just
dudes are like that.
They don't do any lifting. They just do cardio.
Yeah, maybe. No, because if they just did cardio, they wouldn't have fat unless they're just eating that goddamn much. Yeah,
just cardio and carbs. That's the workout. That's the fitness routine. Carbs and cardio. The two C's.
What do you eat? A bowl of sugar? Yeah. Fucking.
Just literally, I go to Fazoli's three times a day.
Yeah, you just think about it. I look in the past. Look at, you know, you got your Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
Fuck. Dude was amazing.
He really was. I should go watch some old Bam Bam fights.
Bam Bam was good. Bam Bam and Taz had a pretty good feud for a long time in ECW.
All right.
Both. Yeah, ECW had some really good fucking matches.
I mean.
Because they had some really good fucking wrestlers.
Yeah, that's fair.
I get it. The production quality was fucking
and like
atrocious.
In between every Taz and Bam Bam match was like three fucking
vignettes.
Balls Mahoney's and
yes,
and fucking Sandman's who like can't wrestle at all.
They're great.
Like, they're not.
Sandman was so much fun. He's so bad, and he gave beer to kids.
I mean, that's funny.
It's awesome.
Oh my God! Speaking of beer.
Also, I was just going to say, Balls Mahoney and Axel Rotten were famous because they just literally beat the ever-loving fuck out of each other.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, that was
everybody in ECW's gimmick was, oh, we can hit each other with chairs without having matches. I mean, New Jack literally is like, his gimmick was he murdered a guy once. Literally, he literally murdered a kid in the ring once.
Yes. New York Transit.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Oh, mass transit. That's what it was.
So I watch AEW as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy on there named Hangman Adam Page.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a cowboy gimmick. Love him. He's fucking great. He's like their only original wrestler that's, I think, really good. Well, him and MJF. MJF is the future of the business. He's going to be main eventing WrestleMania someday. He's fucking incredible. And he's like 22 years old.
Is he like good in the way that like... Black Machismo is good.
MJF?
Yeah.
No, MJF is like, he's like early Jericho, like just a cocky little, he plays like a cocky rich kid, but he's fucking perfect on the mic. Like just an irritating little shit. Like if you wrap up Jericho's charisma and mic skills with like the Miz's ability of just being an unlikable piece of shit, he's fucking great.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
He's really, really good. But so Hangman Adam Page is tag team champions right now with Kenny Omega, who they really want to be a star, but isn't.
I mean, but he is worldwide because people, New Japan people love him.
I don't know if that's true.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it was.
I mean, I think Japan likes him as a gimmick because he's a gaijin. But he has like three spots, but like, not like John Cena where he can string him into a match, but like you can tell they're just setting up his spots for him and waiting for him to do his spots. It's bad. It's more like Lucha Libre wrestling.
So it's like watching Sabu.
Yeah.
Sabu was like that.
But not good. Like I'd rather watch Sabu.
I mean, if you go back and watch Sabu, that was not good either.
I'm sure.
If you watch Sabu and go watch a Will Ospreay match or a Prince Puma, you're going to be like, oh.
Yeah, but...
Oh, there's a difference.
But when Jim Cornette talks shit to him on the internet, he just says Sabu, 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 Sabu.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'd rather watch
that. Don't get me wrong, Sabu's awesome.
I'd rather watch that than fucking Kenny Omega, who just makes fucking Shinsuke Nakamura faces and then does the same fucking knee strike 10 times in a match.
And has that stupid hair.
So anyway, they're tag champs, and I think they're trying to turn Adam Page heel because they're kind of doing this thing where he's always drunk and stumbling and has a beer. Okay. And then, like, he's talking shit to the rest of the Elite, which is basically the Young Bucks, who are, I don't understand their popularity. They're literally the worst tag team in professional wrestling. But, and then so Kenny Omega's like, oh, we're all friends here, and just trying to be like, but poorly trying to be like a peacemaker. But like, Adam Page keeps doing shit like the Young Bucks were getting jumped by some tag team in MJF. And then Kenny Omega comes out to save the day, and he starts to save the day, but, you know, they're still kind of... And then Hangman Adam Page comes out, holding a beer, hands his beer to one of the Young Bucks, and then does his... His finisher is like he does a fucking flip over the ropes into a really stiff clothesline. So he does his finisher where he flips over the ropes and clotheslines the dude, and then takes his beer back and goes back backstage. It's the best thing they're doing, and I think they're trying to make him a heel for doing shit like that, because then he goes backstage and starts
talking. Just making him stone cold.
Yes! And he goes backstage and he starts talking shit to the Young Bucks. He's like, huh, I thought you guys would be tag team champs by now. He, like, got them nameplates for the belt in case they ever win them. Like, he's just doing the funniest, shittiest things. And I'm like, I think they're trying to turn him heel to, like, push Kenny Omega. I'm like, this is going to backfire spectacularly, because everybody loves Adam Page right now, and this shit is making them love him more.
Yeah.
And like, his first promo, he came out and said he was going to do some real cowboy shit, and so the crowd just loves it and chant it constantly, and everybody has cowboy shit shirts. So I don't know what they're thinking, trying to make him the heel and not Kenny Omega, who nobody really likes,
right?
Who gets almost no crowd reaction in a company he started, you know?
Well, that's probably why, because company he started.
Well, there's a lot of that in AEW, and it's a fucking problem.
Yeah. So, it's kind of like the WCW, when you had the fucking NWO guys basically running the organization.
It's almost exactly that, except for instead of the NWO guys, who were all Hulk Hogan and Kevin Nash and Scott Hall and established fucking legends at that point, really.
Still.
But imagine if instead it was a bunch of guys who weren't very good.
Well, look.
Who, like, imagine if it was like Scott Norton and Buff Bagwell and the
Disco. I mean, it ended up becoming that.
Yeah, but imagine if
that's what it devolved into.
I'd rather watch Jeff Jarrett run a wrestling company than these guys run a wrestling company.
No, I don't think you would.
It's pretty bad, man.
Impact was awful.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it really was.
The thing keeping this afloat is Chris Jericho and Jon Moxley. No matter who's in charge in this company, they're like, I'm fucking Chris Jericho. You're not making me do something retarded for your dumb friends. So I'm going to win every match until somebody worthy of beating me. I think Jon Moxley might end up beating him. But, like, there's a handful of people smart enough to not let the company bury them, keeping this company alive right now. And I hope they figure that out, because...
What is Moxley's gimmick now?
You know, he's just...
He's just a person?
He's crazy. Wrestles?
Is he still the crazy
He's exactly
guy?
The same.
Oh, okay.
For all of his shit about, oh, this gimmick, I don't want to do this silly shit, he's like got his eye stabbed out, and now he's been wearing an eye patch for like 3 weeks, so he's basically a pirate, and all he does is hardcore matches. Like,
I mean, that's how he got his start.
He's doing the exact same thing he always did, just less hot dog vendor trucks.
No. Hot dog vendor trucks. You know, and if you watch wrestling, you know what that means.
Yeah.
Like... Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the rumor at the Royal Rumble?
No.
That the fucking bro dude.
Oh yeah, him
without the shoes had
him and Lesnar got into some backstage
got some heat
arguments.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me. That dude is a shit talking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, Matt Riddle is on Twitter all the time. Like, when Goldberg was around, he was on Twitter shitting on Goldberg so fucking hard for all that shit in Saudi Arabia where he, like, almost killed The Undertaker. It was fucking great. Yeah, Matt Riddle's a shit talker.
Hmm.
And he's a shoot fighter, so like he's probably... Like Brock Lesnar would murder him in a fight.
I mean, yes. Because
Brock Lesnar's three times his size.
Right.
But if anybody in wrestling was going to bring it to Brock Lesnar in a real fight, it's probably him.
I don't think so.
Maybe the Big Show.
I mean, yes. Big Show. I mean, there's... I'd say there's probably a few guys there.
Ming.
Everybody with their Ming. Maybe. Who knows?
King Haku would murder.
I mean, really, the fucking... There's been a few dudes in pro wrestling that have been, like, legitimate fucking killers.
Yeah.
Like Dan Severn.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. I heard a Dan the Beast Severn story recently.
I did, too. I wonder if it's the same one.
I'm sure it is. Apparently, like, they wanted to do some real dumb shit with him. And he's like, no, I'm not doing that. And then they're like, well, you're doing it. And he's like, well, okay, then I'm going to go out in this Royal Rumble.
And I'm going to just fucking wreck every one of your wrestlers. And you're not going to do a goddamn thing about it.
I'm just going to go out there and fucking ruin the whole business. I'm going to hurt every single guy you send out to the ring. Yes. And I'm going to do whatever I want to them.
Because I'm Dan the fucking...
Because I'm Dan the Beast Severn.
Like, what the fuck? And then they said, okay, we don't have to do that angle.
Yeah, then they like, all right, we'll release you from your contract.
Yeah, that was, I heard that too. That's pretty fucking funny.
Dan Severn was a fucking, I guess he was a beast. It was right there in his name.
Yep. Ken Shamrock was another one.
Yeah.
Legitimate fucking.
Oh yeah.
Bad motherfucker.
Shamrock was scary.
Yeah. Steve Blackman apparently too.
That doesn't surprise
me.
He was a mixed martial arts guy.
Yeah.
God, it's not even in this room. It didn't pick it up.
Professional from the other room.
Don't worry about it.
I don't know. It's always fun listening to the old wrestling stories.
Yeah.
You know.
I miss Stone Cold's old podcast. Like, it's just in reruns now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but I miss when... And, like, even when it's not, it's, like, him talking to, like, just random fucking people that aren't wrestlers, not talking about wrestling. I'm like, I don't care about you interviewing some country singer.
I stopped listening to that. Yeah. Kind of for that reason.
Yeah.
I listened to that, and I listened to the Colt Cabana's podcast for a while because he had a lot of really fucking good guests on there.
Yeah.
You know, like his interview with, I can't remember his name, the guy, Black Machismo guy.
Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal. Fuck, that dude is awesome.
Yeah.
There's no goddamn reason he never made it to the WWE.
Unless he didn't want to.
I mean, that must have been it, but I can't imagine if he was on Impact that he didn't want to go to the bigger fucking stage.
I mean, he was champion on Impact.
That's true.
And he was champion probably, in Ring of Honor.
Probably would have been buried.
And he was black, so he was never going to be champion
you're
in
right.
WWF.
Yep, you're right.
So.
So good, though.
Yeah.
Fuck.
No, he's great. Yeah.
His fucking woo-off with... Ric Flair? Yeah.
Jay Lethal is fucking fantastic, and it's a bummer he never made it into the Big Show. Yeah,
right.
I agree. I would like him to show up on AEW. That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be all right. Might watch it then.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. You're right. I'd catch a match here and there. And that's about it.
I mean, if you're not watching for Jericho, you're not going to watch it.
Yeah. I tried watching like a month ago.
Yeah.
It was... Saw like three matches, saw Jericho come out. It was fine.
So you saw the Jericho part. You saw the only part worth watching, probably. Yeah. Did you see the Dark Order?
Mm-mm.
The Dark Order are this fat guy in a lucha mask that just has like a Shark Boy smile on it for some reason.
Yeah.
And a suit that doesn't fit him at all, like a way too small of suit for as being a fat fuck. And then some other dude like in a different mask and shirtless, and they're a cult. And they got a bunch of just, I'm guessing, just local, whoever they can get to put masks on and be their cult.
Didn't
followers.
You say Taz is calling matches there?
He called, he was there for a day. He was there a few weeks ago. They hired him, so he might be doing Dark.
Oh, okay.
But I don't watch Dark.
I totally watch fucking, or listen to Taz commentate.
Just check out an episode of Dark. I think he might be on there.
Okay.
That's only on YouTube, so. But, so their gimmick is they're a cult. And they're recruiting essentially incels. Like, they keep playing these, like, fucking vignettes that are like, join the Dark Order if you can't get laid and have body odor. And then the cult leader comes out and he's like, I'm a charismatic cult leader. I talk like this, like all charismatic cult leaders.
I'm trying really hard to be like some kind of shitty version of,
like he's a subpar version of fucking Abyss.
Yeah.
He's
How do you be a subpar version of something that was subpar to begin with?
He found a where there's a will, where there's absolutely no will. There's a way.
Abyss was awful.
So they've been trying to push this as a real thing. Like they ended the last show of last year with them all coming out and literally burying all of their top guys for some reason. And it's not working and the audience hates it. So now they keep pushing that, oh, but I'm not the real leader. There's a real leader who's a leaderer than me. And he's coming. They're doing the, you know, the Ministry of Darkness fucking higher power shtick with them. And everybody on the internet is really hoping it's Matt Hardy because Matt Hardy's WWF contract is almost up.
Oh, okay.
And if they do that, it'll make the worst thing I've ever seen in wrestling the best thing I've ever seen in wrestling, which is funny. But as it sits,
Dark
Order is terrible.
You said incel, and I, you know, have you ever heard of Ansel Adams? He was a American photographer.
Yes.
Took really pretty pictures. They're almost all black and white.
Yes.
I don't know. I was walking by. I have a bunch of like framed pictures of him in my house.
Yeah.
Because I like the art, like the photography. Mm-hmm. And I just, something crossed my mind. I'm like, I wonder if anybody's ever done a Photoshop and done like an Incel Adams fucking like tribute.
It would just be like black and white artistic photos of just a fucking guy in a fedora.
In a fedora or like a girl walking away with some other dude with a guy just with his head down.
Oh, perfect. I think you should do it.
I don't know how to Photoshop, so. So anybody listening to this.
If we know any photographers, Kavarius, this is this is how you get rich and famous.
Yep.
You change your name to Incel Adams and just black and white incel photography of fucking bearded nice guys.
I think I might have come up with something funny.
Yeah, I love it.
For once.
I mean, we've been doing this for 3 years. You're bound to hit eventually.
Matt and Peter Parker's dad.
Yeah, but that was, you know.
Yeah.
We peaked way too early.
We did. It's like episode 4.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, we had a long week.
So, what'd you do this week?
Not much.
Yeah.
I worked. Yeah. Didn't sleep a ton. Well, no, actually. One night, I got like 8 hours of sleep, and that was weird because I woke up and I was still tired. And I've been wearing this smartwatch.
Okay.
And it syncs with my phone.
If it's so smart, why isn't it rich? Sorry, go on.
It doesn't have, like, the watch itself doesn't do, it'll vibrate, like, when I get a phone call or something. I can set it to do.
Yeah.
I can set, like, one of the buttons to change music on my phone. But syncs with an app on my phone, and it tells me, you know, how many steps I've taken, how many this. And it tells me how long I've slept and what my rest cycle was.
Right.
When I've learned, I average like 6.5, almost 7 hours of sleep a night.
Nice.
So that's,
that must be fucking great.
Yeah, it's so much less than I used to get. I mean,
really?
Dude,
I would kill for 6 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what sleep is. I know what laying on the couch with my eyes closed for 8 hours is. I don't know what sleep is.
Honestly, when I started working day shift, I think is when that all kind of changed for me. I started getting more. But working mids and swings, I'd never fucking got normal sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I'd either sleep 3 hours or 9.
Yeah.
There's no fucking normalcy to it ever.
Yeah.
So, that's, I don't know, just an interesting thing I've tracked. Interesting to me, anyway.
That's fair.
I started watching The Irishman last night.
With
Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, and Al.
Pacino.
Yeah, there it is.
Any good?
I kept thinking Patinkin. Ah, it's a mob movie.
Yeah, but is it any good?
Yeah, it's fine.
Mob movies can vary wildly.
Everybody, I mean, it's fucking long as shit, though. It's like 3.5 hours.
Jesus Christ.
I know. And, I mean, it's...
It's the worst movie
ever
made.
It's a story based around Jimmy Hoffa.
Okay.
And a bunch of the guys he was involved with, apparently. And this one guy played by Robert De Niro, who's an Irishman, who got... involved with the mob because he was stealing meat. He was a truck driver.
Got it.
Yeah. It's fine. They do this weird aging process throughout it where, like, guys are older and younger.
Hmm.
Well, I think the oldest versions of them are actually them.
I was going to say, I don't think they
they're
can make
old as fuck.
If they make De Niro any older, he'll be a corpse.
And it kind of gets...
If they make De Niro any older, he'll just be the fucking German dude at the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
You get used to it, I guess, but like the first scene where they're younger is Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci talking. Like, there's something really unsettling about all of it. And a lot of it was like
just the weird CG to
mouth
make look
movements.
Younger.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, you
I don't
can't.
Know.
Like, you can do a 3-second clip of Princess Leia at the end of that Rogue One movie and you're fine.
Right.
You can't do a whole film like that.
No. I don't know.
Just cast younger lookalikes.
It's a good story, and I guess a good story. I don't know. It's fine.
All right.
I'm not going to say I didn't finish it because it's 4 hours long almost.
Yeah.
So I'll finish it sometime and report back if it ended up being any fucking good or not.
Sounds good. Finished another season of Gotham, speaking of finishing things. Season 4 of Gotham.
Who's the new baddie?
Well, it had Solomon Grundy in it, and that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because I love Solomon Grundy. Solomon Grundy is basically a Frankenstein monster.
Mm-hmm.
And all he does is says, Solomon Grundy born on a Monday. And then murders.
Just kind of like Groot.
No, because what he
says more than Groot.
He says more than that. He's a Frankenstein monster. He's literally, he's a zombie with piss poor limited speech.
Mm.
Grundy friend. And then he rips people's arms off because he's a super strong Frankenstein monster.
That's not how friends work.
No, he rips people's arms off for his friend.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah. And then it had Sofia Gigante in it, who I can't believe they bothered to put in a show, and it made me very happy, who is a character who's in like 2 comics total. She's
so basically this show is just fan service
for me. Yeah.
And like, it's not actually good.
No,
but
it's
but you love
great.
It.
It's actually great.
Yeah, I know.
The first half of the,
so was The Dark Knight Rises.
This is
what
different.
A great movie.
This is different.
Is it?
Yeah. Cause the first season of this show was bad and
I'll never believe you about Batman again, Trevor.
I wouldn't expect you to.
Okay.
The first season was actively bad and unwatchable and I wouldn't go back and watch the show because of it.
Yeah.
But I figured out what happened. At least I think I did. I'm pretty sure like at some point during the first season, they're like, this isn't working. Jesus Christ.
What?
That was subtle. And I think they just did a creative soft reboot of the entire series at some point. Maybe they changed creative teams. I don't know. But there's like a handful of characters who were clearly like very main characters to whatever they were doing originally that just disappear towards the end of season one and never come back.
Hmm.
Without explanation, their story arcs just basically get dropped. Like there's these 2 cops who work for major crimes who are trying to bring down Jim Gordon and Harvey Bullock for being on the take from the mob. And then like they just disappear. Like, the whole being on the take from the mob thing just goes away. And then shortly after that, they're like, they just start introducing every single supervillain.
Gotcha.
And they're like, fuck it. Let's not try to do this serious mob shit. Let's just be campy as fuck and lean all the way into it.
Right.
And that's when the show got good.
Okay.
And not all of it is good. Like, some of it, like, I don't know how I feel about the second Joker. They've got a few versions of the Joker. The second one I don't think I like as much as the first one. But they do a lot of shit I do like putting Sofia Falcone on live action.
So, when I went to the Brass Armadillo.
And they pronounced Ra's al Ghul right.
Oh my God.
It's very important.
There was one of the vendors had all these matted pictures.
Yeah.
And they were like of bands and TV shows and movies, and they had 2. One was for Batman, the original series, and they had a picture of Adam West and the guy who played Robin. I don't remember his name.
Burt Ward.
There you go. And then another picture of like the Batmobile.
Okay.
And then like a little clip showing like when the series aired and dated and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, these things are pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they had, I'm digging through there, and they had one. It was just for the episode of the original series, The City on the Edge of, is it Tomorrow or Forever?
City on the Edge of Forever?
Yeah. They had one of those.
Star Trek, not Batman.
No, I know. I said Star Trek, the original series.
Okay, I just heard the original series. I wanted to make sure we were clear for listeners.
Okay. Because
you just,
sorry.
You just took a turn from Batman to Star Trek.
Anyway, I said Batman because you were talking about Batman, yeah. And that made me think That's of fine. This. But yeah, then I saw that one. I was like, I didn't buy it, but I'm like, I kind of want that.
Yeah.
It's because it's sort of random. That's a really fucking good episode.
Yes, it is.
Like they had one for that and one for the Doomsday device.
Is it weird Doomsday how machine. Much my life was influenced by two three-season shows from 1969?
I mean, well, maybe.
Because, you know, of all the things in my life, the two most influential things on my life were television shows from the late 60s.
Yeah.
That lasted like three seasons each. I think it's cool.
You know, I've always wondered why Star Trek didn't go longer.
I don't think it was doing great in the ratings in season three.
No?
Yeah.
Is it because there was not really... But shows didn't really follow storylines.
Well, no. Back then. And it was probably expensive as fuck to make.
Well.
Because, like, as silly as that show is, like, a lot of it still really holds up special effects-wise.
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't watch the shitty HD CG remake...
I don't know why they ever did those.
...episodes. Like,
the only thing they ever changed that made those look better were the planets that they're orbiting around, because those always look awful.
The ship looks awful in those. Yeah. The CG ship is just, it bothers me.
Right. Which they didn't need to do.
No, they really didn't. Cause
just set up the fucking practical effect and throw it in there. And whatever.
Ugh. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. Shows are great.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Trying to think, what else did I watch this week? Fucking nothing, really. Didn't watch a whole lot of TV, I guess.
I finished BoJack Horseman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's over.
I could never get into it.
Well, it's because you don't... Well, I don't know.
Not my thing. I don't know.
You need to suffer from, like, major depression to really get that show, I think.
Oh.
So...
That could be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows that fucking tons of people love that I just don't. Like Rick and Morty, I don't get it.
Rick and Morty's funny, but it's not like the end all be all of comedy that people like. It's great. I'd watch through it once, but it's not like a repeat viewing show. See, it's kind of like, remember when the Dave Chappelle show was funny?
I'm rich, bitch.
And then everybody in the world said, I'm rich, bitch. And you're like, oh, that's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
It's not funny at all.
Yeah, but I don't really see how wobble would be funny ever. I don't know, maybe.
How would I'm rich, bitch be funny?
Because Wayne Brady said it. Well. That's what made that fucking funny. Had nothing to do with the line. It had to do with...
Wayne Brady didn't say that. That was Dave Chappelle as somebody else.
Oh, that's right. That was him as Wayne Brady said, don't make Wayne Brady have to slap a bitch or something like that.
Wayne Brady was like a fucking murderous pimp.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, still.
I think that was him as Prince saying, I'm rich, bitch.
That could be. I don't remember. It's been fucking 15 years since I've watched that show.
It's because it's funny once, and then everybody ruined it. And that's kind of what happened with Rick and Morty.
Yeah, fair enough. I also never liked Archer.
That surprised me, because that show is just
I love
hilarious.
Bob's Burgers.
Right.
And I can't watch Archer because Bob's Burgers.
I started watching Archer because of Bob's Burgers. Because I had watched, because like at the time there were only four seasons of Bob's Burgers, and I had watched them all like five times already, and I'm like...
I also don't like the art style in Archer.
That's understandable. I think it's great, but I understand why it would turn people off.
Yeah, it's weird.
But I'm like, man, I want to keep hearing his beautiful fucking voice. But I've watched this Bob's Burgers too many times.
I also feel
I'll give
like
Archer a try.
I also feel like maybe if I was younger and watched those, I'd probably appreciate them more. Like if I sat down to watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force like with a fresh face now, I probably would hate it. I don't know.
that's possible.
I don't know.
But those first few seasons.
Oh my God, they're so goddamn funny.
Some of the funniest shit that's ever been on television.
Yes. But again, would 37-year-old Colin think that was funny?
I don't know. I think C-Lab is a better show, though.
C-Lab was just fucking funny.
C-Lab is brilliant.
The fucking episode with the vending machine that fucking made the necklace out of his teeth was so goddamn funny. Bebop
Cola.
Space Ghost was also fucking funny as fuck.
Yeah. Yes.
And then kind of the Brack Show was whatever.
Brack Show was fine.
I had its moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Old Adult Swim was pretty.
Yeah, pre-Tim and Eric Adult Swim was pretty great. And then Tom Goes to the Mayor came along and ruined everything.
Except that one episode, which I'd love to find. I should just fucking sit through and watch Tom Goes to the Mayor and find this fucking episode. One fucking episode made me laugh so goddamn hard.
I was going to argue with you.
Nothing else in that whole show.
I was going to argue with you why you would do that, but then I'm like, this is the guy who watches Adam Sandler movies.
Did you see the news? Adam Sandler signed a deal with Netflix for 3 more movies.
Did you see my memory and my awesome joke on Facebook the other day? But Colin kept hacking my net. Somebody kept hacking my Netflix a few years back and just watching Adam Sandler movies. Somebody in Brazil. God damn.
I know how to set up a proxy.
Yeah, exactly. He wanted to watch Adam Sandler movies, but didn't want to ruin his own fucking
my own
recommendations.
Netflix recommendations.
Piece of shit.
Fuck. His movies are so awful.
Yeah.
Just literally none of them have been good in 20 years.
Speaking of awful movies.
And I still watch every one of them just to see, maybe. I think The Wedding Singer was his last decent movie.
Are we going to go see Sonic together?
I mean, I was going to go with Doria. It's going to be Valentine's Day.
That's your Valentine's date with your...
Yeah.
What? How are you not single?
It wasn't my idea.
Jesus Christ. That makes it even worse.
I know.
All right. Fair enough.
I want to see it really badly.
I know you do.
It looks good.
It really doesn't, but...
It does.
Oh, that's
funny. I wanted to see it before they fixed it, too.
I know. But at least there was some kind of irony in, like, this just looks, like, horrible, like, on every level.
I know.
Now it just looks bad, but at least it looks right.
Yeah, that's true.
Now it just looks normal bad instead of, like, what the fuck were they thinking bad?
Yeah, I don't know. It should be
well,
fun.
Then you give me a book report on that.
Of course
movie
I will.
And let me know how it
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. And just make sure not to go to the Alamo and get fucking poisoned.
If you have any stories, tell stories. I'm going to go get the thing and see if we got any emails. Oh my God, we'll talk about that story right when I get back.
Did we not talk about it last time?
No, because it didn't happen between then and now. I mean, it happened between then and now.
Oh, I thought it happened before that.
Nope.
Well then, what the fuck do I know?
In the news this week, Mimsy's super favorite movie theater in the world, because she likes drinking drain cleaner, apparently, decided a great new special drink to feed their patrons, their customers, is drain cleaner. I mean,
it's not drain cleaner. It was beer line cleaner.
It was industrial grade disinfectant and basically Drano. They fed their fucking customers Drano. They're like, well, oh, this is bright blue. It looks like fucking raspberry vodka. Just drink it. It'll be the same. It's
well, what's
chemicals.
What's fucked up is they apparently... So they fired the employee who put it in.
Yeah.
Who had no fucking idea.
Yeah.
That it was like that.
Yeah.
And also when the drinks came back, she tried them.
Yeah.
She wasn't trying to poison people. She was like, and immediately got sick and was like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So some other jackass fucking came up with that brilliant idea. I bet it was one of the managers there because the place is terrible and ran like idiots.
Yeah, that place is fucking bad. And if they don't fire the entire management staff, you should stop supporting them with their money. Also, they should burn the whole building down because it's a bad theater.
It's
even
not good.
Anyway.
Really.
But holy shit. If you support them, you like murder.
Yep. Ugh. I realized that a couple of years ago, I changed my gender on Facebook.
Oh, yeah? What are you?
Blast processor.
That's a gender?
Yep, apparently.
What are your pronouns?
Sega does what Nintendo don't.
Gotta go fast? Blast processing. God damn.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a joke for the people in this room and anybody else who's 40 and remembers the original console wars.
Right.
So none of our listeners. God damn. You got any news stories other than, you know, the worst theater in the world trying actively to murder its customers because it's a terrible place that nobody should ever go ever?
No, not really. I didn't pay attention to much.
You know what else I bet they do is probably molest kids there.
Jesus, are they Catholic?
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't, I mean, fuck that movie theater.
It's pretty
how do you literally almost kill two people and not even have the health inspector shut you down for a month to like inspect you or even a day?
Money.
Jesus Christ. That fucking place, like every single bottle of liquor they should have to throw out just in case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I posted a video earlier this week on my personal Facebook page of somebody making Nixie tubes, you know, that clock your dad has?
Yes.
Somebody making those tubes.
Neat.
It's incredibly involved and really fucking cool.
Yeah?
So you should watch it. I'll share it to the Facebook page right now.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to watch it right now, but will watch it.
You don't have to. I'm just saying for the listeners, if they give a fuck.
Sure.
Which they won't, and they'll probably see it before this comes out, and it won't make sense.
Oh, speaking of listeners, I want to send a special thank you to our boy Matt, world famous author.
Yeah?
He gave us a shout out on his Facebook page.
What?
He's like, this podcast isn't bad. I'm like, well, that's a lie. Don't tell people lies about us. But it was nice. I'm going to go read it. Since we never read reviews or get them, I'm going to go. It's going to take me a while. It's going to take me longer to look up my thing than you, because your phone is probably faster than this computer. Stalling.
Not seeing it.
We don't have any emails this week.
What?
We don't have any emails this week.
What's wrong with people?
I want to do what do they call those? A call for action? I want a call to action to Mimsy to write in next week and justify how she can support a company that is trying to poison and murder people. For no particular reason. Just a company that thought it would be a great idea to feed bleach to its customers, who thought that was a pretty funny practical joke. It's not even April 1st, but they thought it'd be pretty hilarious to kill a bunch of people, and you think that's a good theater that doesn't deserve to be shut down. I want you to tell me why you think murder's okay. So go ahead and write in and convince me that it's okay to murder people.
I don't see this post on his page, but he is a handsome fella with a good beard.
Where the hell did it go? Did he delete it? He might have deleted it. I would have deleted it.
I would have too. I wouldn't have admitted that. But, yeah, pretty tasty fella right there.
Yeah. He must have deleted it. That's too bad.
And apparently he's got a Captain Riker Christmas ornament.
Hmm.
Captain. Commander Riker. You know what I mean. He became captain eventually.
Yes, he did.
We'll just say it's that. Nope, don't see it. Back to like November.
Wow.
Oh, how sad. Lay sad.
Wow. Well, you got any stories?
I don't, honestly. I got fucking nothing.
Well, he did say a bunch of nice things about us, but apparently, you know, he didn't really believe them, so.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Know. I don't blame him.
I wouldn't have believed him either.
That's fucked. I can't believe he deleted it.
Unless he posted it somewhere else and you read it somewhere.
Maybe
else.
I bookmarked it. I do have one story, one really stupid story if you want to hear it, Colin.
Okay.
How tabletop RPGs are being reclaimed from bigots and jerks. Did you know tabletop RPGs, bigots and jerks had planted their flag on tabletop RPGs somehow?
I mean, they haven't. So here's the thing. Every time I've gone into the geek room,
yeah,
there's always a group of people.
Yeah.
And yeah, the majority of them are white dudes.
But they're all wearing MAGA hats, right?
No.
Oh, just straight up, not even MAGA head. They're not even being subtle. They're just wearing SS uniforms and Nazi iconography all over their face.
But almost every time there's
Klan hats.
Almost every time there's at least a black dude there.
Yeah.
Who is just as fucking dorky as the rest of them.
Yeah. And like, generally some women.
I've not seen any women there other than the co-owner.
I would say at least three members of our personal Pathfinder group are women.
That's fucking true.
When tabletop role-playing game developer Evil Hat Productions announced it had included content warnings on page 6 of its upcoming Fate of Cthulhu game, many folks praised Evil Hat, but there are also the now predictable tide of hateful bullshit. So they made a Cthulhu game, but then they like dedicated an entire chapter of the rules to how everything that H.P. Lovecraft believes is bad, because the subtext of all Lovecraft stories is race mixing is bad.
I mean,
that's kind of what he writes stories about. He makes horror stories, and the horror is race mixing.
I mean, he was writing in the 1800s, right. Early 1900s.
Which is fine, because his stories are really good. And they even said, while developing Fate of Cthulhu, we were obligated to reflect on the problematic roots of the source material. We tackle that on page 6. Racism and fear of the unknown powered Lovecraft's work. It's not a bug, it's a feature. Also, I'm sick of that. Them saying it's not a bug, it's a feature for when people do something racist. I don't understand. Yet his work is still compelling to many, including myself. So basically, they want to read his work, but not have to...
They have to virtue signal.
Yeah, not to have to come face to face with the fact that sometimes problematic works can still be, what's the word I'm looking for? Important.
Yeah.
Which is something
like Huck Finn or...
Right, which is something they love to try to pretend like, well, if this has any element that is not up to modern standards, it must be burned. We must burn these books. So they want to profit off of this shit, but they need to virtue signal their way out of profiting off of racism.
Because they don't want
to... down to.
It's getting ahead of the curve is what they call it.
Right.
So they know that if they make something based on this, there are going to be people that are going to complain. So if they preempt that by putting a page in there... honestly, it's probably all bullshit. They don't really care.
Yeah.
I think we should all do that. Put disclaimers of everything that's bad and everything we do. That way when it comes up, like, oh, I know. I disclaim that.
Yeah. So
good,
then...
Good business practice.
So then White Wolf did one. I don't know if you know who White Wolf is. They make a game called Vampire the Masquerade. A game essentially about pedophilia and murder. You're vampires, and look, that's what the game's about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about pedophilia and murder. It's a vampire game. So they put a section in it called Advice for Considerate Play, which detailed how to handle violence, fascism, and sexual trauma sensitively in a tabletop RPG. You know, sexual trauma is really a thing I'm going to a tabletop RPG for.
Right.
And there's a considerate way to handle raping your characters in fucking a tabletop game. What the fuck is wrong with the people who make these games?
You know what? I don't want to rape anybody in games I'm playing, so I don't play those games.
I also don't want my rule book for my fantasy game to tell me how to responsibly rape my players. Am I crazy for that?
No.
I don't need you to dedicate a section of your RPG rule book on responsible rape. Then they added this.
Jesus Christ.
Vampire the Masquerade is not a fascist-friendly game. If you are a neo-Nazi-friendly alt-writer or whatever you're calling yourself nowadays, we urge you to put this book down and call someone who you trust to talk about where you went wrong in your life. That's in the rules.
Wow.
If you voted for Donald Trump, you are not allowed to play our game.
Uh-huh.
But also, here's how to rape responsibly.
I mean, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but... a lot of the people that are really, really, real deeply entrenched in the SJW lifestyle are just the worst people on earth.
I mean, yeah.
Like, there's no... Man, when they see things, you know, that are can even be kind of perceived as a little bad.
Yeah.
Excuse me. They go off the rails about it. And it's really funny because I know people personally who are giant pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And boy.
Anyone I know?
I don't know. Maybe. It's real fucking weird to me, man.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
But
it's because they have to virtue signal to cover their own.
It's moral self-licensing.
Right.
If I sit here and preach to you about what's bad and tell you what's bad, I can then do bad things.
Also, if I shout...
Because I'm virtuous in my beliefs.
Also, if I shout it loud enough, I'll deflect anybody from noticing that I'm doing all the things I'm preaching against.
There's that.
I think there's some of that in there, too.
Yeah, pretty common.
Anyway, we had a very nice review or a share on someone's Facebook page, but apparently...
It was deleted, and that's who we're talking about right now.
It was deleted. All right, so we were just scanning through Facebook. We decided we'd come back. Through the magic of editing, this is going to be seamlessly mixed in here somewhere. Turns out he didn't share it on his personal page because he's not an idiot, but he did share it on his professional page. So I want to read this very nice review from our world-famous author friend whose book is great and I loved and everybody should go buy. Called, what's that book called?
The Navarine.
Beyond the Spire of Navarine, book one of the Dead Men Are Dying series by M. Warren Askins, had this very nice thing to say. I spent the morning counting all the podcasts on Earth, and there are 40 trillion. Yep. How you like that? Believe it or not, you can fill a thimble with the number of podcasts that are listenable. It's proven science. Anyways, I'm not going to bore you with some long, drawn-out review of this particular cast. I'm just going to tell you that this is one of the good ones. Colin and Trevor are solid dudes, and this is one of the few podcasts that I find myself downloading and listening to every week. Give it a try. What you got to lose? And I say, an hour of your life.
Every week?
Every week.
Well, sometimes every other week.
Yeah. Whenever we can get around to doing it. Anyway, those are lovely things that you said, and I thought you deleted it, and I would have deleted it. But it turns out... We're just dumb and bad at the internet because we're fucking boomers.
Well, it's even better because he shared it where, you know.
Yeah.
We totally wouldn't have.
Yeah. I mean, I'd never share this podcast because I don't want anybody to know it exists in my personal life.
I mean, I do that.
Because I don't want it to get back to, like, my work and then I get fired for having
I mean, you don't want to get laid off.
I don't want to get, I do want to get laid off because then I get severance. I don't want to get fired because I think...
you'd have like 7 months worth of unemployment to collect.
Because I think people who vote for Trump should be allowed to play tabletop RPGs and people who want to rape responsibly shouldn't.